Hello and welcome to a very special episode of We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books, and we know you do too. I'm Neve Bennett, but that is very much beside the point today, because this show is all about our listeners. As well as reading, they enjoy writing. And you might remember that way back before something called COVID came along, we held a creative writing competition. You sent in entries in your hundreds, and we had quite the job whittling your incredible creativity down to just 10 winners. Well, now we're bringing you those winners and their stories one by one on our radio station and on our We Love Books podcast feed. Our winners were very patient with us and waited a long time until it was deemed safe to come into RTE and record their work. And now we present to you our top writers. Today, we meet one of our highly commended writers who wrote on the theme, Go Wild, Emmett Staunton.
Hi, I'm Emmett. I'm from Clonmellon, County Westmeath, and my story is called Go Wild. My school is Clonmellon National School. I don't know, I just had entered some competition before and I just wanted to try my skills. I like to be able to transport myself to another world, to create my own world, and I'm in complete control. It's fun. Making your own characters, your own world, and your own adventures. I like J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. Rick Riordan would have written the Percy Jackson books. And when I was a bit younger, David Walliams would have been good. I guess I just always loved Harry Potter and fantasy novels, so I decided to kind of write about my own creatures. There's a lot of them. I use ones that have been used before, like giants and that kind of thing, but I also make up my own. I actually created this one called the Inklescoot, so it's kind of a sprite, and it's kind of brown and shriveled. That's a different story that I've written, so I like that one. So this is my story, Go Wild. I hope you like it.
In the magical realm, there lived a mystical creature called the Flurbert. A jaguar meet eagle creature, which protected the realm, and the world was lucky to have it. Until one day, it turned. In the realm of giants, a young giant was to be banished to the magical realm for theft. He just couldn't resist those magic beans. As Johnny attempted to flee, Brad, the leader of the vegetarian tribe, who had come on truce, blocked him and pushed him down the gaping portal. Meanwhile, in the magical realm, the Flurbert was on patrol, flying over the cursed sea towards Jinx Island. Then the bolt of lightning crashed, along with the tumbling Johnny, through the realm portal. Nobody could have foreseen this lightning strike would hit the Flurbert, nor could they have predicted its impact. A voice was ringing in his head. Go wild, mystical creature. Rise up and go wild. Entranced, the Flurbert sprang up and zoomed towards the city. It began to wreak havoc, destroying the witch's warehouse and demolishing the creature casino. It floored the phantom's pool house, flooding the ghoul's grotto. People and creatures were running harum-scarum around, wondering why their guardian was destroying the land it once protected. Johnny was wading through the cursed sea, watching this wild creature inflict destruction on the magical realm, confused but aware he needed to stop it. Johnny moved with a newfound purpose, the epicenter of destruction, where he found the wild creature. He had an idea. He still had some of those stolen magic beans. Could he get Brad to push him through the portal again? Maybe the accompanying lightning could strike the Flurbert once more and lift it from the trance. In a city of chaos, finding a hole to plant a beanstalk was not an easy task. The giant looked around and saw a solution. His footprints! Johnny dropped the beans in, moving some soil with his foot to then cover them. Fire and burst pipes, perfect conditions for quick growth.
Come here!
The giant shouted at the Flurbert as he climbed the sprouting beanstalk, leading it up into the clouds. Johnny raced through the realm of giants, and over to Brad.
When will you give up, snatcher?
Bellowed Brad when he saw him. Just as he had before, and as Johnny hoped he would again. Brad pushed Johnny back down through the portal to the magical realm, just as the Flurbert was at the portal door halfway up the beanstalk. The flash of lightning that accompanied Johnny struck the Flurbert for the second time, and both it and Johnny landed back in the city in a big heap. The Flurbert shook his head, looking around in awe at the destruction. The wild creature was gone, and the sorry guardian of the magical realm had returned. The powerful, wise wizard made a protective skin there, so the same issue would never happen again to the Flurbert, and everyone joined the Flurbert and Johnny in repairing the damage. However, Johnny had no more magic beans to plant another beanstalk. He was stranded in the realm of magic. Now there were two protectors of the magical realm.
And you can listen to our other winning entries anytime you like on our We Love Books podcast feed. And you can find plenty of jam-packed episodes of We Love Books there too, of course. A big thank you to all of our fantastic writers who entered the competition, to all of our wonderful winners, and to you for listening. I'm Niamh Bennett, this is We Love Books, and until next time, happy reading!